Today on the Pageant Cast, Kelly Robbins, Mrs. Canada International 2008.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 124.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Miranda Weber, Miss Avalon Park, USA, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thanks, Miranda. Thanks so much for that wonderful introduction, and congratulations to you being selected Miss Orlando USA 2008 just this past weekend. And we have a lot of great stuff on today's Pageant Cast. Of course, we have the interview with Kelly Robbins, Mrs. Canada International 2008, on today's show. A lot of fun stuff coming up on today's program, and we hope that you stay throughout. You know, one of the things that's been interesting as we've done this podcast, and we're now, what, 2.5, almost 3 years going with this program. No, it's 2.5. 2.5. Yeah, I think 2.5. Anyway, we've been watching podcasting grow up at the same time. There are programs that are older than ours. They're about a year, year and a half older than ours, but not many. And you see a lot of new shows coming and going and that sort of thing. But one of the things that has been most exciting for me is watching the PodSafe Music Network. As you know, I didn't have that music at the beginning as a part of this program. Added it after a couple dozen shows, started playing music here, and even opened another program just for music called TKPM Podcast. Well, as some of you know as well, early on in my show, one of my questions was always, where do you like to sit in a roller coaster, front and back? I'm an absolute roller coaster fanatic. Well, this weekend I was at the Six Flags in Gurnee, Illinois, called Great America. And one of the things that you always know when you're around a Six Flags park or a theme park in general, they tend to play the latest music, the big hit music that's going on right now. And, of course, I'm kind of out of it. I don't really listen to the radio a whole lot, listen to podcasts almost exclusively these days, or what's on my MP3 player, because sometimes I do need to listen to the Beatles and that sort of thing. And I'm walking along, and I hear this.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take.
Yale Name with New Soul. And we'll be playing this whole song later on. This was a PodSafe music hit, and now apparently it's a big hit everywhere. And I had no clue. So I am asking our listeners, if you hear me play a song and it's actually a huge hit already on the radio, please let me know, because I have no way of knowing, apparently. But pretty exciting to be able to bring New Soul and Yale Name here on the program. Hey, a lot of stuff going on that I'm very excited about. One of those items is that there is a new pageant podcast out there. It is pageanttalkradio.com, and we will put a link in our show notes. It is a live program, and the host is Valerie Hayes, a pretty well-respected pageant professional. She is a coach, and it's pretty exciting to have another podcast out there. Now, one thing I noticed with the podcast version of the show, I haven't been able to, I'm frankly not home when the live show goes out, but the podcast show, they break it into three parts each episode. Now, I don't know if they're going to keep doing this, but the first episode anyway was in three parts. So I downloaded the first part and said, hey, what happened to the rest of the show? I thought it was an hour show. It was actually cut into three parts, but all posted on the same day. And if you have a podcatcher, you probably aren't in there three times during the day to make sure it catches that. So you may want to double check your podcatcher and make sure you have the entire program. So go ahead and check that out. It did, but my podcatcher did catch the one piece automatically, so that's not a problem. Make sure you check it out. It's out on TalkZone. Again, the direct link to it is pageanttalkradio.com. Another thing I just found out, and you would think I'd be on top of this. You really would. But our good friend Deborah Kennedy has her show is now out on iTunes. That's right. They have a podcast version, which is full video. You can download it, watch it on your TiVo, whatever you would like. Just go out to www.DeborahKennedyShow.com. We'll put a link in the show notes as well. I haven't had a chance to catch up with the show, but it's the high quality you expect from Deborah Kennedy. A fantastic program, and I know you're all going to enjoy it. By the way, those of you that wonder how do you get things on your TiVo and podcasts and that, I would tell you right now, but if you're interested, shoot me an email. Because frankly, if people download this in about 3 months, all the directions I'll give will probably sound kind of funny. Because what's happening, slowly but surely, is we're seeing things like Apple TV, the Xbox 360, and TiVo are really working toward a situation where you can download podcasts directly into their machines. Right now, you kind of have to do a little magic, do some video converting. It's kind of a pain, but in the future, I expect that this is all going to be done automatically by your set-top box. And that's coming very, very soon. Some people have asked if this show is going to go into video format as well. Not going to happen because the good-looking folks are on the other side of the telephone from me. So just kidding. No, it's a lot of extra work. It is an incredible amount of bandwidth. And it would no longer be a hobby of mine. I would be working and paying everything just to do that where the audio show I can comfortably cover. Anyway, a lot of excitement on today's show. Not going to make you sit around and listen to me gab on. I am. There are a few other things I do want to mention. The PageantCast website, we've updated it just recently. The song New Soul that I played a little bit earlier, you can actually download that from Amazon.com directly from our shopping page. So you go to pageantcast.com, click shop, and you'll see a little, they call it an MP3 widget. And this widget will be off onto, I believe it's the left-hand side. You can click, listen to a little clip of the song, make sure it's the one that you want, and you can download it directly from Amazon, and it's a little bit cheaper than it is on iTunes, and I believe it's DRM free for those of you that are interested in that. DRM free means it doesn't have the digital rights management on there, and basically that means you can do what you want with your own music once you purchase it. Instead of iTunes, where you can do what you want with the music that you purchase as long as you use iTunes and an iPod, which I've still wonder if that's more of a rental as far as I'm concerned. That is tech nerd talk, hey? A big tech nerd talk moment there. But be sure to keep checking out pageantcast.com. I am making some tweaks and some alterations, some exciting stuff on the horizon with the PageantCast. Okay, I am talked out. Let's get things going here on the PageantCast.
TKPNPodcast.com. You've got mail.
We have an email here from mypageanttips.com. You hear me talk about it quite often. This email comes from Corey Conrad. Just wanted to update you on some of the happenings on mypageanttips.com. They have a new division to our cover model search, Young Miss mypageanttips.com. And they've greatly added to the grand prize package. It now includes a 2-year modeling contract, full paid weekend shoot with acclaimed photographer Stuart Smith, a spot on the back cover of Supermodels Unlimited, the cover of Portada magazine, and many more amazing prizes. Want to find out more? It's easy to do. Just go on out to www.mypageanttips.com.
With advice from numerous experts and top judges, mypageanttips.com is your number one online source for everything pageants. They offer advice on everything from fitness, photography, stage presence, to media, and even offer a positive message board. While you are there, make sure to check out the monthly cover model search. With thousands of visitors to the site from all over the globe, winning the contest would give you incredible international exposure, as well as put you in the running to be Miss MyPageantTips.com 2009. Entry form and further details online, so be sure to check it out at MyPageantTips.com.
Time for
TATK.com. Howdy, pageant fans. It's time for the pageant weekend recap. I'm not exactly sure how to classify this bit, so I'll just read it first. Captain Jen Whetstone, a UH-1N helicopter pilot with Yokota's 459th Airlift Squadron, wowed 5 judges and an overflowing crowd of about 500 in the Tayo Recreation Center to claim the title at the inaugural Mrs. Yokota Pageant. The Yokota Pageant's theme was celebrating patriotism. Congratulations, Captain Whetstone. In state pageant news, a teenager with an impressive pageant success record captured the title of Alabama's National Teenager. Ann Wood, 17, has held the title of Alabama's Junior Teen 2005, Alabama's Senior Sweetheart 2007, and finished as fourth runner-up at the National Sweetheart Competition. In July, we will all learn if this Huntsville High School student will take top prize. Good luck, Ann. A fairly newlywed will advance to the Mrs. International Pageant this summer. Sasha Townsend won the title of Mrs. Oklahoma International, and she plans to advocate for children of divorce, a fitting platform for a married contestant. Sasha is 26 and has been married to Bobby for 2 years. Sasha is a graduate student and a calculus instructor at the University of Tulsa. Another Mrs. United States representative was recently selected. Adrienne Caruso won the title of Mrs. Missouri United States. Adrienne, a 30-year-old from St. Louis, previously held the title of Mrs. Missouri America 2007 and has a platform that focuses on eating disorders and promoting healthy lifestyles. And finally, in international news, the Miss Earth pageant has a new national representative in Carla Paula Henry, who is now Miss Philippines Earth. Carla is 21 and resides in Cebu City. Indonesia selected Sandra Angelia to represent the nation at the Miss World pageant. Sandra currently calls Jawa Timur home. And two nations have selected representatives for the Miss Universe pageant. 18-year-old Sierra Robertson will represent Guam, and 21-year-old Laura Dundovic will represent Australia. In the TFTJ Cafe, fitness expert Rocco Castellano answers the question, how do I sort through all that fitness advice? And Autumn Short, the Idaho International Director, helps us learn about Brenda Mee, the Mrs. Idaho who plays Fairy Godmother. These articles will be available starting May 24th, and it only costs $20 to become a full member of the TFTJ Cafe. Visit us at tftj.com and click on the TFTJ Cafe link for more details. That's the pageant weekend recap. From TFTJ.com, for the Pageant Cast, I am Devin Lee wishing you Tiara Dreams.
This is Danny Reeves, Miss Iowa USA 2007, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the Pageant Cast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and on the phone with us today, we have Kelly Robbins, Mrs. Canada International 2008. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, where are we calling you today?
I am in Calgary, Alberta, where actually last night we had 2 inches of snow.
You had snow last night. I think we're finally coming out of it. But if you're in Canada, you know what that's all about.
Add an A on that and you'll do fine.
Okay, well, you know, it's been a while since I've listened to Bob and Doug, so we...
You do very well.
I actually have some relatives in, like, the Kitchener area.
Oh, right, so. Waterloo. Ontario, yes.
That's fantastic. Well, I believe you're our first Canadian on the show.
Well, there you go. I'm glad I was able to be that.
That is great. Now, you're coming to Chicago in July, right?
I sure am. That would be 11 and a half weeks, but I'm not counting.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like you're not counting. Well, then we'll get to meet face-to-face. I can't wait for that.
Yes, that'll be very nice.
Okay, now, I am told that you have a very interesting story as to how you got involved in pageants. How did that happen?
Well, I have 3 kids. I have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and we were watching Miss Universe, and probably everybody remembers this one, where the poor girl fell.
Ah, yes.
Stage. Right. And okay. So we were watching that, and I had not been in pageants at all. I was, when I was very, very young, my mom put me in one, but just didn't take that path, and one of my kids said to me, they said, which is very sweet, they said, Mommy, you're so pretty. I think you should go in a pageant. And I kind of laughed it off, and then my husband, James, he went downstairs, and little did I know that he was Googling up to see if there was any Mrs. pageants. So in 2007, I entered, because of my children, the Mrs. Calgary pageant, and ended up winning that. And with some urging from some friends in December, decided that I would enter the Mrs. Canada International.
Wow.
So all because of my children.
They do get you in lots of trouble, don't they?
They do. But you know what? Just the way it's been, I'm so grateful that they did do that. And they enjoy so much of everything that I do as well. I try to pull them in as much as I can. So they're having a blast as well.
Now, what drew you to the international pageant? There's a ton of different pageant systems out there.
You know, one of my personal convictions, and this is just my own personal opinion, is I won't wear a bathing suit in front of hundreds of people. And I know that the Mrs. International, I really, when I looked at their website and I looked at what they had on there, I was very impressed that it's a fitness outfit and not a bikini, and as I said, that is my own conviction, and that was one of the big reasons, was I thought, okay, I don't have to wear a bikini, and that's a good thing, and just doing some of the research, and, you know, one of the great things was when I saw that the husband crowns the winner, I thought that was something that was very touching as well, to see how the husbands got involved, and just after talking to Mary Richardson, I got a good feel from her and some of the values that they stand for, so that's why I chose this one.
Well, it certainly is a wonderful pageant, and you're going to have a lot of fun in Chicago.
I bet.
Any particular thing you're looking forward to for your trip in Chicago?
Well, I think one of the things is, as you look at all the contestants, they're just these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so neat to meet so many different people and see their personalities and what they're like, and you know, one of the things I love to do is I teach dance here, and so, you know, the little opening number I'm looking forward to, And I also have a girlfriend who lives in Chicago, and I'm going a few days earlier to hang out with her, and I haven't seen her in about 4 years. So it's kind of there's a lot of things, and my parents are coming from Ontario to see it, and I actually probably have about 15 to 20 people who are coming to Chicago to cheer me on.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I will correct you on one thing. You said the little opening number. I've been to Mrs. International. It's a huge opening number.
I'm trying to say little because then that helps my mind to stay calm.
Oh no, you're going to totally freak out. It's amazing.
Well,
they do a great job.
Sorry, what was that?
They do a great job with those opening numbers.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I used to be a professional cheerleader in the CFL, so I have performed in front of 35,000 people.
Oh, right. That's pretty exciting.
I can do this.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk to you about your platforms in just a moment. So hold on just a moment, okay, Kelly?
I will.
Okay.
This is Kristen Morrison, Miss West Virginia USA 2005, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the Pageant Cast website. There are maps to show people where you're listening from and all the old episodes. And who can resist shopping? I know I can't. It's all there at pageantcast.com.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. You probably know me as a musician and podcaster of the Carmen Cast. But what you may not know is I'm also a voice teacher or singing teacher. Well, since I moved to California, I've been doing webcam lessons for my students in Texas and Arkansas, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. Well, now I want to bring that to the podcast listeners. If you've ever wanted to learn to sing or would like to simply have a vocal tune-up, just stop by my studio site to find out what you need to have a webcam lesson. Oh, and mention that you heard about me here on this podcast, and you'll get $5 off your first lesson of 1 hour. It could be a really great gift for someone. So stop by studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmentyler.com.
And as I said at the top of the show, we're going to the PodSafe Music Network, and here's Yale Name with New Soul. Apparently, it's a huge hit out there in the real world, but the PodSafe Music Network is very quickly becoming that real world. Let's hear Yale Name with New Soul.
Strange world, hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible mistake. La 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 la. I'm a young soul in this very strange world, hoping I could learn a bit about what is true and fake. Hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. Since I came here, felt the joy and I feel, finding myself making every possible mistake.
Remember, if you like this particular song, we do have it available. Go to pageantcast.com/shop.htm or just click on the shop button at pageantcast.com and you'll see it over there on the left, an MP3 widget. And you can get your own copy of New Soul.
I'm Melinda McNett, Miss Fond du Lac 2006, and I'd like to congratulate Tim Kretschmann for being named one of the 100 Milwaukeeans you ought to know on onmilwaukee.com. Way to go, Tim.
We're back with Kelly Robbins, Mrs. Canada International 2008. A. No, I that didn't really sound right. I have to say A, right? I'm no good at that. How's it going, eh? How's it going there?
There you go, see?
Okay, that's a little bit better. Now, mm-hmm. I noticed that you're a nutrition and wellness consultant. What's that all about?
I am, as you said, a nutrition and wellness consultant. I actually own my own weight loss company here in Calgary. I have struggled with years with my weight, and over the past probably 2 years, I've lost 65 pounds. And kept it off, and I'm also a fitness instructor as well. So I've totally, in the past probably about 5 years, made a complete change in my life from the direction I was going. And mm-hmm. I had tried tons of different diets that were out there, and they were just too crazy. So I thought, you know what? I can do this. So I actually went back to school and got my diploma and mm-hmm. opened up my own company.
So is there a magic trick to all of this?
Hard work. Hard work and hard work.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. Exercise and eating clean is probably the biggest thing, education and portion control. That would probably be the secret, but it does take time. Took you time to put it on, I guess, at time, you know, when you're thinking about different people and where you're at. But definitely, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of focus.
See, and I was hoping you were going to say going opening day to the new Indiana Jones movie was... because I know I could get that down.
I could say that, but I don't think it's going to work, Tim.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your platform. Is it Losing It? Is that it?
My company name is Losing It.
Okay.
My platform is the education and the prevention of childhood obesity. And so it's called Kelly's Ambassadors.
Okay.
I'm a member of the Canadian Obesity Network here in Canada. But what I've done, Tim, is I've created a program within the school systems here, and it's called Ambassadors for Life. And mm-hmm. so what I do is I go in the schools, and actually I'm going to speak tomorrow. I usually do, I've been doing about a school a week here, and I go into the schools and I give 2 points to the kids. Rethink your drink is one of the points, and the second one is don't be a fool with your fuel. And I educate them on good choices for their drinks. You know, obviously not the pop and the sugary juices and different things like that. And also I educate them a little bit on what happens when you eat and what happens when you eat high sugar foods, and instead of call them high fatty foods, I call them high sludge foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so we educate them. And then at the end of it all, I ask for kids, obviously with parental consent, who want to be ambassadors within their schools to set up healthier eating programs and really start to be the example. And then I meet with ambassadors as well, and we do Cooking with Mrs. Canada. And I take their favorite foods, whether it be pizza and chicken fingers or whatever, and then we convert it to be a healthier option for them.
Okay, so how do you take a pizza and make it more nutritional?
Oh, it's so easy. You would take a whole wheat pita,
mm-hmm.
or you could take whole wheat. You can get whole wheat pita pizza crust.
Okay.
And then you would take a low-sodium tomato sauce,
mm-hmm.
low-fat cheese,
mm-hmm.
and you would make sure you measure out your cheese. It depends how big it is. And then you can put tons of vegetables on it. You could put chicken breast on it, so you're lowering your fat in the meat. And there you've got a healthier option right there.
Wow. So how do the kids react to this? Because taking away their soda, I'm thinking you're not going to be too terribly popular at the beginning there.
You know what I find, Tim? I find that you can tell a child, don't drink soda,
mm-hmm.
or you can tell them why they shouldn't drink soda.
Mm-hmm.
And when you educate a child, it's power to them because they're now in control of the decision that they make. And they take this, and I've seen children, it's very sad when you see, I mean, what they say 1 in 3 children are either overweight or obese here. And when I see kids who, there's a boy I'm actually speaking to in one class, and he has heart issues already, and he's only 9 years old. But when he started to kind of understand why he's where he is and understand that he can take control and he can change it, it's phenomenal to see these children and to see how they want to change their lives. And then they end up telling their parents, and, you know, some of the parents are like, thanks, I tried to give Kraft dinner last night, and they wouldn't eat it. So education is power for children, and they feel in control. It's pretty neat to see.
Now, we have quite a few Canadians that listen to this show, so if they would like to have you speak at their school, how would they get in contact with you to have that happen?
Well, I do have a website,
mm-hmm.
and it's www.mrscanada. Oh, sorry about that. It's mrscanada2008.com, and you can click on Kelly's Ambassadors. You can click on About Kelly Speaking. There's different things that you can speak on. You can click on, and absolutely you can get in contact with me through my website.
Yeah, and that's great, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes for today's program as well.
Thank you.
We're just about out of time. Is there anything you want to make sure that the listeners of the Pageant Cast know about you or the international system?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I always say is take risks and go after what you want, and I think that's something to live by, and no goal is ever unattainable. You just need to go for it and take the time to reach it.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks so much, and thanks for being a good sport, eh?
You were great. Perfect. You've got it. By the end, you've got it.
It's about time. That's Mrs. Canada International 2008, Kelly Robbins. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Laura Dundovic, 21, is now Australia's 2008 Miss Universe contestant and, of course, a hopeful to take that celebrity stardom that Jennifer Hawkins took the Miss Universe title to in Australia. Now, a much blogged about comment she made during the actual event is when answering a question about improving the environment. The third-year university student said people should use less hairspray. That coming out of a beauty pageant contestant obviously raised some eyebrows, and there's been a lot of blogging about it. You can see a sample out on the Pageant Cast news desk at news.pageantcast.com. Also, remember, if you go out to our PageantCast news desk, if you would like emails every time, and I usually go 2-3 times a week through our news that we've been collecting from across the world, you'll get an email with all that information automatically. We aren't going to be sending you an email absolutely every day, and the days that you do, it'll probably be 12, 13 different articles in that day. It's not the complete article. You'll have to click on a link, and then you can see the entire article. And even on our blog itself, if you go there and you want to find out more information, always at the bottom I say view its source, and then you can see the actual original article and get more in depth. So again, check it out at news.pageantcast.com. Ashton Kutcher and it looks like Tyra Banks are still working on an as-yet untitled mid-season project that will be, and ABC is calling it, a beauty pageant unlike any you've ever seen. Don't know what it's going to be. It may not be all that beauty pageant. You know, that's just one of those key words that sometimes people use. So we'll see if that develops into an actual beauty pageant program itself, or if it turns into something else.
PageantCast.
That's it. That's it for today's show. Want to thank you all for tuning in to the PageantCast. Want to remind you, if you'd like to take part in the show, give us a call at 414-517-4908 or shoot us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. I still love Gmail. It's so much easier to use than Yahoo Mail. I had Yahoo when I started this show. Don't do it. It's good enough, but you can't download it into Outlook or Thunderbird. It's got a lot of little tweaky, yucky things that go along with it, which is not cool. Not cool at all. By the way, I'd like to thank the folks over at Savvy Magazine. Just got issue number 2. Fantastic issue, just like the first issue. Wonderful, wonderful, well done. I love the cover page photo of Kirsten Hagland, our Miss America. I really like what they're doing with Savvy Magazine. Check it out at your earliest opportunity. A lot of stuff coming up on the show in upcoming weeks. We are going to get some phone calls from some other competitors at Mrs. International. They'll be on in the next few weeks. We have Nancy Croisi, the 2007 Beauties of America 50s, coming on the program. We have Michelle Coud. She is Miss American Beauty 2007, coming on the show. And Kalia Allen Harris, she's Miss Black USA 2007. All these people coming on the program in the near future. Want to thank Kelly Robbins, Mrs. Canada International 2008, for the fantastic interview on today's show. And we're going to close things up. Until next week, Tierra Dream.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.